Third and four for Van Alstine at the 50. Ball on the far hash as they move to our right. Play action. Rosenthal, half roll, throwing deep down the field for Draylen Davis, and he makes the catch, gets away from a tackle, and will score for Van Alstine. No flags on the play. Draylen Davis makes the catch, and that's a 50-yard touchdown pass from Timothy Rosenthal
to Draylen Davis. An awful lot of contact on that. It was just thrown up in the air. Both the man in coverage and the receiver, Draylen Davis, were there, but just as the ball got there, Draylen Davis put his arm around the defender and tried to chunk him out of the way. The defender grabbed hold so he wasn't able to be shoved down. But, John Mark, I really don't see how a flag one way or the other wasn't thrown on that play.
Second touchdown of the season for Davis. Here's the extra point by Aaron Beckham, and it is good. And Van Alstine has a 7-0 lead with 7:54 left to go in the first quarter. This is Tigers football in 88.9. Van Alstine leading Commerce 7-0. 50-yard touchdown pass from Timothy Rosenthal to Draylen Davis. Big rainbow of a arcing pass. Davis came down with it, shrugged off a tackle, went on into the end zone for another 10 yards and a touchdown. Here's the return for Commerce, and this is a big one. Down the sideline, this is Brad Caldwell, who had the 95-yard kickoff return for the Tigers. 2 weeks ago at Pottsboro, there is a flag down, however, back in Commerce territory at the 37-yard line.
He fielded this one at the 9, just got some good blocking between the 20 and the 30, ran it up the sideline, just about the 38-yard line on the far side. Where he was going past the crowd, and this is going to be a holding on Commerce, so it's coming back. But he just got through that and wound up going straight up the sideline. I did think he was going to get pushed out of bounds there at the sideline right around the flag was, so that holding might have been what prevented him from getting pushed out.
So wipe out what would have been a 90-yard kickoff return by Brad Caldwell, which would have gone with his 95-yard return against Pottsboro.
Yeah. That would have been a great answer for the Commerce Tigers on that 50-yard touchdown pass.
Yes, it is. They will start out at the 25-yard line. Commerce down 7-0 to Pottsboro. This is their second possession. Tigers moving right to left. Ball on the far hash. Low snap to Jaden Wilson, a handoff to Dayton Dunbar going around the right side, and he picks up a nice gain for Commerce out close to the 40-yard line. I think that was Zay Basham, perhaps, instead of Dayton Dunbar. Flag down. Let's check the it was Dunbar. He's in the game, and heard the public address announcer refer to Zay Basham. And it will be a first down for Commerce. Kevin, you said you...
And then
there is the flag. It is a...
It's going to be a late hit.
Or
face
a,
mask is the signal from the ref.
A dead ball foul of some kind.
Is face there, mask is the signal from the ref.
All right, they're tacking that on to the end of the play. So this goes to the Van Alstine 46-yard line. So Dayton Dunbar with a big carry for Commerce and then a 15-yard penalty added on to that. Tigers now at the 46-yard line of Van Alstine. Snap to Jaden Wilson. He's going to scramble. There goes Wilson. Slides down over on the far side, close to that first down marker. And he will be very close to a first down at about the 37-yard line.
Very heads-up play there by Jaden Wilson, getting to the outside, getting as many yards as he could, and then just sliding it down the sideline for 8 yards, bringing up a second and short.
They say he goes down the 38-yard line, so it is second down and 2 for Commerce. Snap to Jaden Wilson. Draw play. Between the tackles.
This should be a first down for the Tigers.
Close to a first down. Dayton Dunbar on the carry for Commerce. As he gets to the 36-yard line, it will be a first down for Commerce. Commerce in Van Alstine territory for the first time. Tigers going from the spread to in the slot to wide. Taylor Kepley out over the football at center. Snaps to Jaden Wilson. Wilson fakes a handoff, keeps it himself, and again he slides down at the 30-yard line. Discretion the better part of valor there. And they say he goes down at the 32-yard line
And Jaden Wilson clearly making a concerted effort not to take any big hits tonight. They want to keep their quarterback in the game, not getting knocked out. He's a key figure in this. He's playing smart, and he's still fast enough to get plenty of yards before he takes that slide into second base.
Second down and six for Commerce. The Van Alstine 32-yard line. Ball on the far hash. They move to our right. Draw play to Dayton Dunbar. Dunbar breaking tackles. Crosses the 30 down to the 27-yard line or thereabouts.
Dunbar doing a good job. Started off to the right, cut left, went back to the right again, and then just launched forward through a couple of defenders to get down to that third and one.
And a timeout taken by Commerce on this third down and one at the 27-yard line. Van Alstine leading 7-0. This is Tigers football on KETR.
From the scoreboard center here in the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program, Cattle Mills leads Roosevelt 6-0 in the first. Corsicana over Sulphur Springs 7-0 in the first. Right now, Sunnyvale in front of Nevada Community 6-0 somewhere in the first. Rockwall in front of North Mesquite 14-0. It's 7-7 Wills Point and Brownsboro, and 7-7 Argyle and Paris. Back to Van Alstine and John, Mark, and Kevin, guys.
Okay, Jared, thanks. It's third and one for Commerce at the Van Alstine 27-yard line. Van Alstine leading 7-0 on a 50-yard touchdown pass from Timothy Rosenthal to Draylen Davis. Here come the Tigers, this third down and one play. Ball is on the far hash mark. Tigers have a big H-back in there behind the left tackle. This is a direct snap to Brad Caldwell. Caldwell going left, cuts back. Big hole up the middle, Brad Caldwell. 27-yard touchdown run for Commerce. We haven't seen that before, Kevin.
That was great. He lines up in the backfield. Caldwell, a playmaker for sure. We'll call it the Commerce Wildcat. They put Brad Caldwell back there. They get a couple of guys up in front of him, some lead blockers, and they just cut him a hole through the line. After that, it's all Caldwell going a little bit left to the right and then off to the races to the end zone. 6 points for the Tigers.
Ruben Castaneda with the extra point, and it is on the way, and it is good. 7-7 the scores. 5:15 left to go, first quarter. This is Tigers football on 88.9.
Ryan Fulkerson from the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program here with some scores. Corsicana leads Sulphur Springs 7-0 in the first. Sunnyvale over Nevada Community 6-0 in the first. Wills Point and Brownsboro tied up 7-7 in the first. Rockwall over North Mesquite 14-0 in the first. And Argyle over Paris 7-7 in the first. Now back to John, Mark, and Kevin. Guys?
It's a 75-yard drive in six plays for Commerce. Brad Caldwell with the 27-yard touchdown run. And remember, he had the 90-yard kickoff return called back at the beginning of that drive. So Caldwell gets his touchdown after all.
Good.
On that 27-yard run. The Tigers had lined up. I'm not sure if it was Anthony Cork or Noah Howell, one of the big linemen. It may have been Anthony Cork. They lined him up as an H-back to block for Caldwell on that play. Here's the kickoff by Castaneda, going to go to the 6-yard line. And here is the return across the 20. This is Draylen Davis. Skips past one tackler and gets across the 30 out to the 33-yard line. Ball is loose, but the whistle had sounded. And it looks like Van Alstine will have the ball at the 33-yard line to start off.
And John Mark, I did want to point out, the wind's definitely picking up for us, but we're high in the air. But looking down on the field, there's some tents or whatever, and the ribbons on the goalposts, which are actually below us, were fairly calm, and so were the flags at the beginning of this game, and they're starting to kick now. So I think even at ground level, this wind is starting to pick up a lot, which frankly may work more in Commerce's favor than Van Alstine's.
Tigers having the outstanding place kicker in Ruben Castaneda. First down play here. This is Timothy Rosenthal. Rolling out and is going to be taken out of bounds near the line of scrimmage by C.J. Dunbar, the Commerce nose guard. That's actually a loss of one back to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, should count as a sack, too, because he dropped back to pass, was looking upfield, and not a designed quarterback run.
C.J. Dunbar doing a great job with lateral movement, moving to the sideline to make that tackle. As Kevin says, I guess it will be a sack. Loss of a yard. Rosenthal has a back on either side of him. Loose ball. Jake Carroll trying to pick it
still
up
loose.
For
Commerce
Van Alstine. And the Tigers have the football.
Jake Carroll came up and tried to get it. Brad Turner recovering that fumble for the Commerce Tigers. Carroll was trying to jump on it. He almost had it, but it popped out as he went down to the ground. After that, you see bodies hitting each other, and it was an orange jersey. Brad Caldwell, who covers it up, gets that fumble back for the Tigers deep in the Van Alstyne territory.
Now, I saw Brandon Turner running out of there. They have similar numbers, Kevin, so we'll
check
on that.
That's what I meant, Brandon Turner. You are correct. Okay. I'm just saying the wrong name. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Number four.
There you go. So Brandon Turner coming up with the fumble recovery for the Tigers, the strong safety. And Commerce at the Van Alstyne 25-yard line. Game is tied at 7-7. 4:51 left to go first quarter. Tigers scored not long ago in a 27-yard run by Brad Caldwell as he took a direct snap from center. Whistles as the ball is snapped. And delay of game on Commerce. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Pushing back 5 yards. They were 2 yards closer than they were when Caldwell ran that touchdown in a while ago. But now they'll be 3 yards further out. But definitely within scoring distance for Commerce tonight.
Great opportunity here for Commerce on the fumble recovery by Brandon Turner. But now first and 15 for the Commerce Tigers. Again, they look to the sideline. Tigers do this a lot as they will come up to the line, appear to be ready to snap the ball. Then everybody will pause and look to the sideline. Now the play clock is down to 8, and they snap it at 7. Hand off to Dayton Dunbar, off right tackle. And Dunbar with a nice gain for Commerce. Tackle for Van Alstyne by Jaden Mahan, the freshman. We've said his name several times, 6'1", 161-pounder, came into the ballgame with 31 tackles. So Dunbar gets 4 of the 5 yards back that were lost on the delay of game penalty to the 26-yard line. And this is second down 11 for Commerce.
I did expect to see Basham in the game as they are rotating, but Dunbar's back in for this drive as well as the last one.
Snap to Wilson, hand off to Basham straight ahead. Short gain. There's Zach Moncier for Van Alstyne, the middle linebacker, making the tackle. Basham to the 23-yard line. Now this is third down and 8 for Commerce. Ball between the hash marks. Tigers trying to take advantage of the fumble recovery moments ago by Brandon Turner. Commerce in the spread with 2 in the slot and 2 wide to either side. Man in motion now for the Tigers, and you hear whistles.
I think we'll probably get a false start on Commerce.
Yep, false start Tigers. So this has not been a good set of downs here for the Commerce Tigers. Pushing back to the 27, and now they're really going to have a tough third down here. They're behind the chains, third down and 13.
Yeah, the wind really wouldn't be a help for either team. It's diagonal across the field. So it's not at anyone's back per se, but it's more at Commerce's back right now as they move right to left, but still it'd be pushing it to their left.
I would say it's out of the southeast, but mostly blowing from the east. Here's the man in motion for the Tigers again on third and 13, and passing over the middle, Jaden Wilson in and out of the hands. Connor Smith at the 10-yard line.
That was a perfect pass, too. It went straight into his hands, right at his gut, and it just bounced. It bounced off his hand before he could secure it and fell free. He was past the first down marker. Might have turned that into a touchdown, though. I think he probably would have gotten tackled. But, that is a tough drop for Smith, especially after his last game had such a huge game against Lone Oak.
Field goal would be from 45 yards, so the Tigers will go for it on fourth down and 13. Jaden Wilson moving around in the pocket, keeping the play alive. Now he's going to throw downfield. Has a man out there. It's complete at the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Commerce.
Ashton Seal.
Ashton Seal on the catch at the 5-yard line. He was wide open. And Kevin, Jaden Wilson made that play.
Yes, he did. He ran around. We got some Wilson family values on the field tonight. Moving around in the backfield, letting his receivers get out there, find a way to get open. He shakes 2 guys in the backfield, sees Seal break free down the sideline, launches the perfect pass, and Seal just secures it like he should and waltzes into the end zone.
Extra point by Ruben Castaneda is good. 14-7. Commerce leads, 3:02 left to go first quarter. This is Tigers football on 88.9.